appreciate a looking sunset.
K2KAJ,
the K3J does.
Echo X-ray, VK3, Juliet Echo Delta. You know Miss Waitonian in the northwestern suburbs of Melbourne. VK5 Echo X-ray, VK3 Juliet Echo Delta, how do you receive now, over?
Yeah, roger, got you all okay. Think you got my name all right. Name is Wes Andrew. Located about 4 kilometres due south of the city of Adelaide, over.
Yeah, QSL Andrew, my name is Wes Tony, and I'm located about 10 or 15 k northwest of Melbourne, not far from the airport, over. November Yankee, over.
Yeah, roger, Tony. I think the call sign rings the bell anyway. Not sure if I've seen you on packet or where it is, but the signals are up and down as one would expect. Good to see the satellites working. I tend to listen to this one a little bit, but it's quite often not on or whatever. I'm not sure what the cycles are for this one.
Yeah, I'm on this one fairly regularly. You probably heard me either on the bird or seen references to the internet or something like that. So, fairly regular. It's on a schedule which I usually publish, but having a bit of trouble getting information out of them on time. I think they forget that we're 9 hours ahead, so I'll update the website.
Fine, Tony. No worries, quite a good signal, it's just up and down a bit here, just using a vertical antenna, a collinear, dual band collinear vertical on the roof of the house, and I'm using separate rigs, an IC475, 275 configuration, so we're sort of up against it a bit when it gets straight up. I'm on it now, there's 5S6, so it's not too bad. before they come, and I reckon I've seen your call sign on packet and stuff like that over the years, so that's good. Where is the schedule? Is the schedule readily available, Tony Evans?
Yes, I can give you my site, which is www.sysl.net/A3Delta, my call sign number. To the South African site, which is the final word on the schedule. The one I do, I put in these are the dual pieces of listening on an FM 22. I do try and run a beam, but I'm a little bit under the flu and having to run.
Yeah, fine, Tony, no worries at all. Yeah, all okay, I've got a bit of painting on it. Yeah, alright, I'll have to have a look at that later on. Alright, busy with the site, I've got a home page there as well. Nothing on it, but I'm logged on there. I'll have a look at it later. I connect up. I'm on 2014, it's still a fair bit, but yeah, a little bit more regular. Schedule's more or less 100% of the time. Tend to listen on that one a fair bit. And the one's RS-15 and RS-13. Yeah, I've sort of been in the game for a while. I've only sort of rekindled an interest over the past couple of weeks, Tony, over.
Yeah, fine, Ethan. That's for sure. I also do a UO4. And,
no worries, a little bit of fading there. Yeah, okay, that's great. I think they've got a part for the UO14 and about another 1.5 hours or something. So we might have a bit of a paint around there for now. See how we go. I think there might have been a VK2 there as well. I'm not sure if they're still on the side or if there's anyone else. Perhaps we'll leave if anyone else wants to have a Tony, put it back to you anyway, and we'll try and clear at this stage. Might catch up with you a bit later on. Nice to come to your claim anyway. VK3JED, VK5 Echo X-ray, over.
I'm just making it, I won't be on UA14, I can't hear the downlink from inside reliably, and I'm not in the I might catch on this one tomorrow night, or later in the week on UA14, when I'm in a bit better shape, but for information, tomorrow night on this one, got the schedule up on the
Sunset.
got a lot of food, but how are you?
Yeah, you're doing this thing, Sally.